All right. There's a very long Gemara here. Did everyone finish the Gemara? Where'd you guys get up to? Everyone saw Os Aleph? Yeah. Anyone start Os Beis? Yeah. Start Os Beis. Did we do Os Hay? We said I'll do Os Hay after Os Beis. How many people did Os Hay? How many people started Os Gimel? Ooh. Eric, speedster. Okay.
Doesn't mean I know it. Just mean
okay.
You didn't ask if I knew it.
Eric Rosen's the right question. All right. So let's start from the beginning. Tana Rabbanan. Tefillah, to start off with the bracha. Tefillah me'emesayim b'varach aleihem. From when can you make the bracha? Mishas hanachasan. It's a very interesting phrase here, mishas hanachasan. Why? Because it seems like the question is, when do you make the bracha as far as the process of putting on the tefillah, right? And who actually used the same words to make that statement? If you look back at the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis. Well. Right? I'm Rav Menasi, I'm a Shmuel. Tefillin mei mesayim evarach aleihem. Mishas hanachasan. And there it actually meant, you know, you make the bracha after you put them on. Here the issue is a different issue. The issue is an issue of time, right? Not stage in the process of putting them on, but the time of the day when you can make the bracha, right? Rashi says you can start making the bracha once you get to the time when one can put tefillin on. Okay. What's the obvious question, based on having learned the whole Gemara here? How can you put the tefillin on beforehand? What's the problem? Laila loves man tefillin. How can you put the tefillin on beforehand? So what does the Shita Mekubetza say? Very important piece of Os Aleph on Lamed Vav Beis. I assume everyone got to it. What does the Shita Mekubetza say about this?
After Alos, but before.
You put it on after Alos, but before Misha Yakir. By the way, Rabbi Niona writes in Brachas, why is the Shir Misha Yakir? It's a Shir, right? Where you can see someone else. So he says, part of the basic part of Tefillin is Vero Ame Aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Lech V'yaru Mineka, right? Part of the tefillin is that people should be able to see it. So once people can see it, right? Okay, fine. But in any case, he says, it's, you know, a little bit of a chiddush, because the point is not you can leave 3 hours in advance. You can leave a half an hour earlier, right? You put it on after Alos. Everyone understands the doichik in that, right? Which is why Rashi explains Pashup Shat. This is what bothers the Shem Mekubetz. What does Rashi say? When are you putting it on? Rashi, when does he say you're putting it on?
Before Alos.
Before Alos, right? Before Alos, Rashi Devir Maschol, Tefillin Shenichim Kodem Amun Hashachar. Okay, so the question remains, what's Pshat? So there are two basic ways you can answer this question. Yeah.
What was wrong with the Shita Mekubetz's approach? What was Dohik?
Wrong way. It only means a half an hour earlier. Meaning you don't say Alos is at 5 o'clock and Mishiach is at 5:30. That's what it means, you're leaving early, half an hour early. And number two, it's not the Gemara doesn't say you can only put it on then, right? So there's two ways you can deal with this. The first is to say that the Gemara is only talking about according to the Mandamer, Lila's man tefillin. Okay, it's according to that opinion. We know there's such an opinion, right? This is how the Beis Yosef explains why the Rambam leaves it out. Let's look at the first source on page 2. He says the Rif and the Rosh mention the halacha, but the Rambam leaves it out. Fourth line. The Efsha Shahu Sover to Asya Commander Amr Laila loves Mantfil Laila's Mantfilinu. Okay. Kevin Chu Posi Commander Amr Laila loves Mantfilinu, but La Mealocha Lafidata, it's not La Locha. Okay. The alternative is to go all the way, and this is the greatest Chiddush to say. The Gemara here is even according to the Manda Amr. That Laila loves man tefillin who? And this seems to be what you have to say according to the Rif. Because the Rif paskins Laila loves man tefillin who, and he quotes this halacha, as the Beis Yosef says. So the question is, how do we reconcile? If it's talking about you're putting it on before Alos, and we say Laila loves man tefillin, what's going on? So here the Beis Yosef quotes two different opinions that appear in the context of the smack. The smack, the Sefer Mitzvah's cotton. There are hagos written on the smack by Rabbeinu Peretz, the famous Dosh Rabbeinu Peretz. So the hagos say, look, why is it that you shouldn't put tefillin on at night? Because we're afraid you're not going to be shomer them properly, right? Your person will pass gas, sleep, etc. Well, once you're getting up and you're going on the road, right? So we're not afraid of that anymore. You're on the road. And this is why the Magen Avraham in the Taz, I put in parentheses, to have a discussion. Let's say you're not going on a horse or walking. You're going in a carriage. You're going in a sleeping carriage, right? So then we're afraid you're going to go to sleep, right? So then it wouldn't apply. That's the question here. Is that what it's about? The Smak says something else. And this is a very interesting idea. He says, the Gemara says, at least our Girsa is, U'misyare Shema Yovdu. Why do we need to know that? Why do we need to know Misyare Shema Yovdu? Says the Smak, that's why it's Mutter. That's why it's Mutter. And the truth is, it seems this way in Rashi as well. How does it seem this way in Rashi as well? If we take a look, Lamed Vavamed Beis. Again, I assume everyone saw the whole Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion. If you put tefillin on at night, are you over an aseh, a lo taaseh, right? Depending how you interpret the word v'shamarta, right? Then Rabbi Elazar adds, v'im l'shamra mutter. If you're putting on the tefillin to protect the tefillin, then it's mutter. Rashi says, let's read Rashi. Everyone's looking at Rashi. 6 lines from the bottom of the Gemara there. 7 lines. V'im l'shamran, shema yovdu. Why does Rashi give the case of Shema Yovdu?
I think that's all I love. It's not about his man tefillin, and that's the only way to explain
it. I'm saying, but why does he choose that case?
Because of the case Gemara brought earlier.
I think he's connecting it back to Gemara, Misyari Shema Yovdu. So it makes a lot of sense to say the explanation of Rashi is based on the Gemara later, because Rashi in the Gemara later quotes this earlier thing, right? And now the question becomes, why is it mutter? How do you guys understand why it's mutter?
Which case?
The Shomron. Why is it mutter? Maybe you're all saying, what kind of shaila is that? It's pasha, but let's formulate it. Why is it mutter? Yes?
You can argue, first it's like disgraceful for the Tepidim, and then also, it's a loss of money.
So, you, both of your points are in one direction. Really, it's usser. It's usser. But, the disgrace of the tefillin is docha the isser, right? The hefsir, the great, whatever it is, right? Really, it's asur, but we have, competing factors. That's option number one. That's the minimalistic approach. Can we say more than that? Yes?
The Rambam says really it's mutter.
What's really mutter? What's really mutter?
To wear it at night.
What does to wear it at night mean?
To keep it on.
Keep it on. That's what we're talking about here, right? Here you're putting it on. But you're right about referencing the Rambam. We'll get to that in a second. I think the next thing we can say is you're not over the Isser because your intention isn't to do it l'shem mitzvah. There's a general discussion by Baal Tosef, which this is not, right? But there's a general discussion by Baal Tosef. Are you only over Baal Tosef when you're miskaven l'shem mitzvah? Or maybe you're not over Baal Tosef if you're miskaven not l'shem mitzvah. Here, you're not miskaven l'shem mitzvah. In fact, you're miskaven for something else, right? L'shomron. Yeah, I'm not saying it's the same question as Baal Tosef, but it could be a very similar idea. And now I want to say a third idea. Are we ready? Everyone hold on to the table. That's the third idea. Maybe by tefillin, shmiras hatfillin is more than what it is in regular places. It's more than you want to, be shomer sefer Torah. Why?
Shamarta.
Why is it us to put the tefillin on at night?
Shamarta.
Shamarta. So if the whole reason why you don't put the tefillin on at night is v'shamarta. So if you're doing it kedei lishmar, so that's the goal, right? Al davar zeh ne'amar wason. Right? You understand my point? That is the goal. The goal is to do what you're supposed to be doing by not putting it on at night. You don't put it on at night so you can be shomer them. But here shomer them means wearing them. Again, usually in your house, you take your tefillin off, you put them away. You're being shomer them, but you're on the road with the tefillin. This is a better shmira. We see this question in a very similar way in the next part of the Braisa. Which makes sense, because it's the next part of the Braisa. The Braisa says, V'ad masai menichon. How long can you leave them on at the end of the day? Now, first of all, how do I know that it's leave them on as opposed to put them on? I translated it that way, right? How do I know? I don't know how to translate that way because I'm so smart. Because the end of the Braisa says, Umodim chachamim v'Rabbi Yaakov, she'im choltzan latzeis v'ezkiz v'kanes v'ezamech v'shokach chama shuv eino chozer u'menichon. They all agree you don't put them back on. That's the end of the Braisa, right? So I translate the beginning of the Braisa. V'ad masay manichon. How long can you leave them on? There's 3 deos here. Right? Everyone saw 3 deos. Which is the simplest one to understand? Shkia. Laila loves man's tefillin, right? You leave them on until Shkia, take them off. Rav Yaakov Omer, Ad shetichle regel min ashuk. Chamim Omer, Ad zman shena. And here we have the same question we had before, right? Same question, right? How are you wearing tefillin at night? It's a little different, right? Because you're not putting them on. But it's the same type of question, right? How are you wearing tefillin at night? How does Tosus answer this question? These are Tanoim older. Is Zman Tefillin? Look at the bottom of Lamed of Ben Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Chilim Regem Shuk. Rabbi Yaakov Achamin Sfirlu. The Laila is Zman Tefillin. Tosfos here. Tosfos here is like what the Beis Yosef said according to the Rambam, right? The first part of the Braisa assumes Laila's man's film, which is why you put it on early. The end of the Braisa, these Tanaim assume Laila's man's film, which is why you're allowed to leave him on late. Okay. That's very simple, right? Tosfos then bothered, so if Laila's man's film, why do you have to take him off at all, right? So he says, El Chayshin El Hashem Yishin Behen, V'Avid Rabbi Yaakov Archokat Femir Rabbanan. Tichshash Midir Rabbanan. One wonders, by the way, what the relationship is between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan, right? Meaning, Daraisa, it's Zman Tefillin. What was the Daraisa basis, right? Who disagree, seems to disagree with Tosfos? Who?
Rashi.
Because Rashi says, Modim Chom Lerav Yaakov, Shem Choltzen Ein Chozum Enichon, Delilah loves Zman Tefillin, who? Right? You can't re-put them on because Laila loves Man Tefillin. So if it's, they hold Laila loves Man Tefillin, why are you allowed to leave them on? Right? Just like the question we asked before, why are you allowed to put them on early? Why are you allowed to leave them on here? Right? Everyone understands the question? What's pshat? So this seems to connect to an idea we find in the Rambam. Not once, but twice, which reinforces it. The Rambam paskins, Laila. Is Zman Tefillin or isn't Zman Tefillin? Lav Zman Tefillin. Okay. That's Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. Let's take a look inside. Second source, page 2. Zman Tefillin B'Yom V'Lo B'Laila. Right? Okay. But then Halacha Yud Alfi says, Mi She'niach Tefillin. Kodim shetishka chama v'chashcha alav, afilu hein alav kol alayla mutter. Vein morin davis el rabim, rabim el malam zakol shenichu tefillin aleim balayla el yuchotz etam shetishka chama. It's not what we tell people. We tell people they should take them off. V'chol aminiach tefillin l'chatchila over balav. Firstly, you see clearly in the Rambam a distinction between Hanochas tefillin and Hasharas tefillin. Right? Like we've been saying, right? There's a difference between Hanochas tefillin and Hasharas tefillin. As far as Hasharas tefillin is concerned, Me'ikir adin, it's mutter all night. Why don't we teach people this? Mistama, we're afraid they won't be careful, right? It's Midr Rabbanan, no? Where does the Rambam get this idea from? That Taloch of Ein Morin Kane, where does he get it from? The end of the Gemara Lama Vavim Abbeis, right? Everyone saw the Gemara. I don't need to go over it, right? Halacha Ein Morin, and the Rambam's putting together the pieces, right? Well, this is a very interesting chiluk, right? This is a very interesting chiluk. You can't put it on, but you can leave it on. And we see this also. This is why I suggested to do Os Hay earlier. We see it also in the next halacha in the Rambam, which is connected to the sugyan Beit HaTezvav and Aleph. Initially, I thought maybe to do this last because it's not in Menachos. But and then I said, you know, let's do it earlier because it connects to this theme. So I, you know, explain to you what the Havamina, what the Maskon is. So I'm sorry for making you turn pages. Let's take a look before we see the Rambam. The Gemara in Beit HaTezvav. Amar Abaye, the Gemara is talking about Tefillin. Tefillin, hol v'asul yad nembo milsa. Since we're talking about Tefillin, hayibab aderech u'tefillin b'rosho v'shakol avchama. Meiniach yado aleya matcha megiya lebeiso. Hayoyoshe bebeis hamedrash u'tefillin b'rosho v'kiddish alav hayom. That sounds a little different, right? What does v'kiddish alav hayom mean? Sound like Shabbos. Meiniach yado aleya matcha megiya lebeiso. Okay. You put your hands and they get to your home. Meisiv ravuna b'rei d'ravika. Two different versions. Hey, Baba, there's no brooch of a kiddush levayom. Minichas of a kiddush levay samach lechoma. What's interesting here is in the second version, and a difference to the difference the Gemara is talking about, which is you don't go all the way home. You get to the bayis hasamach, right? That's the obvious difference. But what other difference is there? Both of the cases here describe kiddush levayom, as opposed to the first case in the first one where it was shakal of chama. Laila versus Shabbos, right? Which we're going to get to Mitzvah Hashem in the continuation of this week. Is there a difference between Laila lav zman tefillin and Shabbos lav zman tefillin? But in any case, the Gemara says, Lo kasha, ha-demintra, de-lo-mintra, depends whether they're protected or not. Ah! Once again, what are we hearing here? Shmiras ha-tefillin, right? Shmiras ha-tefillin. Is it mutter when it's not protected? Or is it a chiv when it's not protected? You understand what I mean, a chiv? It's like we just said, the shemartas ha-tefillin, right? The Rambam, as he quotes this halacha, let's take a look at page 4. Hayibab adarech tefillin b'rosho, v'shakol avachama, v'kiddush hayom, right? V'shakol avachama, v'kiddush hayom, two together, meniach yad v'leim adshu megiyah lebeiso, v'cholet, hayosh beis medrash tefillin b'rosho, v'kiddush levayom, no shakol avachama, v'kiddush levayom, meniach yad v'leim adshu megiyah lebeiso, v'cholet, v'im yesh bayis samach l'chom shemishtam b'rom, meniach and sham. So again, all this is about, this is halacha yud base, by the way. You understand what I'm trying to say? Halacha yud, we don't wear tefillin at night. Halacha yud aleph, you can keep them on. Make a redin, right? End of halacha yud aleph, chilek between putting them on and keeping them on. Halacha yud base continuation. About keeping on the tefillin, right? About keeping on the tefillin. The end of the halacha, the Rambam says, if you don't take them off at Shkia, because you have no place to watch them, mutter. Maybe the first part also was that way, right? You get to a place where you can watch them, then you can watch them, you know. Now again, this is talking about hasharas hatfilin, right? Not. Can a person wake up early in the morning, they want to go on the trip, and they want to watch the tefillin, they want to put them on early? Stamina. Rambam doesn't quote the halacha, right? Why not? Because that's anachas hatfilin, right? That's Hanachas HaTfilin. Rav Soloveitchik also makes a sharp Rav Soloveitchikin chiluk. You ready? He says like this. Maybe the reason you're allowed to put on early in the morning is because you're not putting them on midday night. You're putting them on midday morning. What does that mean? You're putting them on so that you'll have them during the day. Putting them on now because you'll be baderech, right? That's mutter. So the same thing, you're not allowed to put the tefillin on the end of the day to wear at night, even though you're putting them on during the day. But in any case, you see this concept, the Rambam, both of Hasharas HaTfilin and about Shmiras HaTfilin. The Rush, by the way, people got to the Rush? The Rush raises this possibility for the Rambam and Rashi. The Rosh Yosemite Zion says, what's pshat with leaving the tefillin on? Must be these Tanayim hold Lila's man tefillin. Because Rashi seems to say otherwise. How could that be? Quotes the Rambam too. So he goes, well, maybe Rashi and the Rambam held there's a difference between putting on the tefillin and leaving on the tefillin. He goes, but that's not right. Seder? Okay. Shidnukubet says also rejects this possible chilik, right? What we spoke about today on the bottom of Lamed Vavam and Aleph is the scope of the p'tur slash iser, of wearing tefillin at night. So we've got the scope. Does it apply where you don't have a chashash hafacha? Does it apply where you're doing it l'shomron, right? Does it say only you can't put them on, or also you can't leave them on? These are all questions of scope, right? What would we need to do in order to understand why one would say one way or the other way?
See the source.
Got to get to the nature of the halacha, right? And the nature of the halacha we arrive at through the source. And lo and behold, lucky us, on the very next Amud, the Gemara relates to that. The Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Vavim and Aleph discusses what the halacha is, right? And then quotes a Maaseh Rav for or against, right? And then the Gemara starts discussing the issue. The Gemara brings it up because the Gemara suggests a chilek between Shabbos and Laila, right? Between Shabbos and Laila. The Gemara says, it doesn't make sense to learn from the same pasuk, right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, not so fast. We have Rav Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. And of course, the question here is the debate about the source significant because that may be expressive of a debate about the root? Meaning, a source of halacha is important because it determines what halacha is based upon. If there's a machlokas what the source is, that could be significant because it could be a machlokas really about what the root is. Let's take a look. The Gemara quotes the Braisa. V'shamarta t'chukah zot limo'adam yamim yamima. I printed the psukim here, right? Let's take a look at the psukim. Shmot, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud. Shmot, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud. V'shamarta t'chukah zot limo'adam yamim yamima. Mi yamim. What does mi yamim mean? Yamim velo lelos. Mi yamim velo kol yamim. Prat l'shabbosos v'yamim tovim divir Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva omer lo nemer chukazu elo lepesach bilvad. And therefore, as the Gemara says, nafta mecha, then after Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva omer, yochi yaniach adam tefillin b'shabbos v'yamim tovim. And so the Rabbi Nemich, tzichonaz, yishabbos v'shem gufamos. The Machlok Shinu Yekiva Rabbi Aglili is where the Pasuk Yod on the bottom of page 2 relates back to the Pasuk that came before it, Tfilin, right? That's Rabbi Yosei Aglili. Or it goes back to the main topic of the Perek, which is the Avoda of the Korban Pesach, right? Mar explains that everyone agrees Shabbos is not Zman Tfilin, Shabbos in Yom Tif. Question is, do we learn it from the Pasuk of Chukah? Or do we learn it from the pasuk of Ayulot Ayedacha L'Tatzvot Ben Enecha, right? So if we want to ask our question about Shabbos, is there a difference between learning Shabbos from the pasuk of Chukah like Laila, or learning Shabbos from the pasuk of Os? Everyone understands the question I'm asking? This question becomes even more important in the Rambam. Why?
Brings one from Rebbe Zvi and one from Rebbe Kiva.
Let's take a look at the Rambam. We saw it already. Perek Dal Alacha Yud. Zman Anochas HaTfilin B'yom V'lo B'layla Shenamar Miyamim Yimima Chukazu Hi Mitzvah HaTfilin. He's quoting who here? Next line he's going to talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov also not being Zman Tfilin. We would expect him to base this upon about the Pasuk of Miyamim Yimima, right? But here instead he quotes the Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva. You got a day B'yamim, you have your sheet? You see there, second line in Alacha Yud. What kind of challenge is he making? So the Kesef Mishnah, the bottom of page 2, says like this. That we disagree with Rabbi Akiva. Because even though we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, right, we agree with him on the issue of the pasuk, because since we pass him like him, the Shabbos isn't Zman Tefillah, we accept his makar, because we pass like Rabbi Akiva as opposed to his chaverim. Others say, the Rambam liked Rabbi Yossi Aglili's drusha by Laila, miyamim velo lelos, but not Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Miyamim. How do you know that's excluding Shabbos and Yom Tov? So one question is, why did the Rambam do what he did? I would say the more important question is, what are the implications of it? What are the implications of learning the two Pturim from two different Psukim? Does that indicate that there's a difference in the nature of the Pturim? This is all very important food for thought, right? And now we have more to do tomorrow. So if we take a look at our Makara sheet, today we did Aleph, Beis, and began the Gimel and Hey. Tomorrow, Beikar, we're going to do Gimel. We're going to talk more about the Makar and Os Dalet. Very, very important. Just to make sure everyone understands, the Maram Bennett. Everyone take a look at your Mordechai. We have Mordechais, right? The Mordechai. If everyone takes a look at the Mordechai, you'll see at the bottom, the Chidush Anshei Hashem. And under that, what does it say under the Chidush Anshei Hashem? Biur Marambam. Maram. Maram Bennett. So when it says that, I want you to know what part to look at. So tomorrow, Mit Hashem, we'll finish discussing Lila. On Wednesday, we have a special program. On Thursday, Mit Hashem, we're going to discuss Shabbos and Yom Tov, being or not being Zman Tefillin, with the most important Nafkamina, which is Chol HaMoed. Bring your partialist Tefillin on Thursday, if you're the Haflah.